listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just a moment, we will have our guy Nate Burleson on the show with us, talking about his interview with Josh Gordon, his return, etc. But tonight, I want to remind you to tune into an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns at 7 on Sports Time Ohio. We talked to Joel Bitonio about the tackle heard around the world. Also, the dog of the week, Mr. Isaiah Crowell. All of that and more tonight at 7 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio. Now, before we get to Nate Burleson, we're going to get our last opportunity to call your shot. Sam in Maple Heights, call your shot. Who wins? How many yards for Josh Gordon? And also, which Browns player or coach are you inviting to your Thanksgiving dinner?
How are you guys doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, bro. Man.
Thank you. I think Mike Penn has got a good read on this Buffalo offense from being there last year. I see the Browns winning 20-13. Josh Gordon finishing with 96 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, 96 was taken by Luke and Medina. So do you want to go 95 on him, or do you want to go 97 on him?
I'm going to get 98.
Okay. All right.
And then, of course, I'd want to have dinner with Johnny Manziel. Can you imagine the honey he would bring to that party?
You're looking for the John football overflow around your table.
You already know, man.
I love it. Sam, appreciate the call. Happy Thanksgiving to you, bro.
Thank you, man. God bless.
All right, let's go now to the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Okay, we'll do that in just a second. All right, we're going to call our shots, and then we're going to get Nate Burleson on here. Matt, you're up first, my friend.
And again, I showed you this as the kid in his Friday forecast talked about his shot, and he said 20-17, and mine was written down 20-17. So I have the Cleveland Browns winning 20-17. I've got Josh Gordon going for 119 yards and a touchdown.
119 and a touchdown. I like that. Right on his average, 117.7 since the start of 2003. I'm going to go with the Browns in an ugly bowling shoe, ugly slobber knocker, 13-10. Josh Gordon will produce in this game 95 yards receiving. And the Browns will get the win 13-10 there. Not going to be – he will have a hood dog, William. Don't hood dog game. Hood down. I don't think we're going to get – I don't know if we're going to get in the end zone running the football. But if we do, then I'm happy for my score to be wrong. Let's get a Crow touchdown and a Gordon touchdown. That would be ideal, obviously, for the Browns here. But I do think they win. I do think it will be a low-scoring game. It's going to be cold. I think Buffalo might be a little bit flat after everything that they went through this past week. You know, you could have that emotion one week, but then another short week could turn around and be a little bit tough for them to get it going. All right, let's go to the Ohio Business Machines Hotline now and bring in probably the best-dressed man on television, Nate Burleson, was with the Browns earlier this season. What's up, Nate?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. Now, yesterday, I know I saw from some of your cohorts at the NFL Network, you got a little bit of grief for that outfit yesterday, but I thought it was looking solid.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I had to dress according to the weather. It was a little chilly in Ohio, so I had to make sure I had the right coat on.
I'm sure you're not missing this weather when you come out here and see it like that.
No, not at all. I was actually excited to get back on the plane and head back to the West Coast.
So, Nate, you sat down yesterday with Josh Gordon. Obviously, that will air in its entirety this Thursday on the NFL Network in their pregame before the Thanksgiving games there. What are your impressions of Josh Gordon as a guy now that you've had this opportunity to really sit down with him one-on-one? Do you think he's a changed guy and is going to be able to stay out of trouble going forward?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think he's a changed guy. And I almost hate to use the word changed because then that would imply that he was just a terrible individual that's
right, which he's not
he
at
before,
all
but he it's not the case. You know, for me, being a 33-year-old former NFL athlete, I understand that you make a lot of mistakes when you're young, you know, and people got to understand that he came in the league very young and then had a lot of success. And he actually alluded to it during the interview. He said so many things came in so fast. I mean, my notoriety, the praise, friends and family, and all of a sudden, you know, I had a lot of yes people around me. And I was making bad decisions. And he said, I take full responsibility for that. And it's just, all I heard was just the guy maturing. You know, and this happens in life. It just so happens that he's the one that's under the magnifying glass that's intensified.
Nate, with the trials early in Josh Gordon's career, you know, we haven't got a full 16-game perspective on how good he can be. So asking you, as someone who's played in the league 10-plus years, how good can this guy really be?
He could be special. You know, I play with Randy Moss, and when I play with Randy, I thought to myself, it can't get much better than this. He has to be the most explosive deep threat of all time. And then you fast forward 4 years later, I'm playing next to Calvin. And then once again, I have to check myself and say, okay, well, now it can't get much better than this. Calvin is absolutely fantastic. And then I have a brief stint with the Browns, and I'm looking at Josh, who's built like Andre Johnson, can jump like Calvin Johnson, has hands like Larry Fitzgerald, and can run routes. And when he applies himself, he can do everything. And at his size, he's not supposed to, which makes him so scary. You rarely find a guy at that height, that weight, that can take the top off the coverage and then go underneath. And you can even dump a screen pass to him, and he'll use his feet and get yak yards. So if he can give you a full 16 and be locked into the playbook and the offense utilizes him right, he'll easily be top three receiver any year he plays in the league.
And how impressed were you with his ability to come back with all that time off, step on the field for the first time, and go for 8 for 120? And when you watch the tape, you know it easily could have been, you know, 10 to 12 for 250 and a couple touchdowns if he got a few more accurate balls.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was excited. You know, people were asking, you know, what is he doing? Is he going to come back healthy? And I didn't really have that concern. One, I just had faith in Josh as an individual, as a young athlete, knowing his position and knowing what he needed to do when he came back on the field. But even dating back even further, when I talked to him over the summer and into training camp, and he knew the suspension was coming, he said, look, I'm a workout. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to try to lose a little weight, and I'm going to come back and tear this league up. And once he said that to me, it was just a simple phrase, but he has so much sincerity behind it. And I realized at that point, he's not going to let this opportunity slip through his hands. He understands the position he's in, and he's going to come back and do his thing just like he did.
Now, Nate, obviously the kind of the teaser that's out there deals with, you know, his comments on feeling alienated at times by friends and then also people on the Cleveland Browns. We didn't get the full context of that, but do you think that he's happy in Cleveland?
Yeah, I do think he's happy. And I don't think he meant that in a bad way. I don't think he was saying that he feels like a loner with the organization. From what the conversation entailed and what we were talking about at the time, I think he just understood when you make mistakes, people distance themselves, and that's life. And what you have to do is work on yourself first and then allow people to trust you again. And that's what he was saying. He was saying, I got it. You know, once I started to make mistake after mistake, I seen the people that were close to me back up and distance themselves. So it wasn't a shot to people in the organization. He was just saying he understood what he did and how it affected people around him.
And what do you think his mindset is now for those people who, you know, either were that way, a little apprehensive around him, and also for those people who have stuck with him through and through? Because you know this organization, and you know Ray Farmer very well, and you know that they have embraced Josh and tried to do the best they can to help Josh. Just, do you feel like he's kind of at the point when you talked about him maturing, that he's where, you know, I know that I have to prove myself every day just because of what's happened, but that is my goal, and that's what I'm going to go do?
Yeah, I did ask him that, and you know, he gave me the best answer that he could have gave me. He didn't say that he's working for everybody else, because you really don't want to hear that from an individual. If he says, well, I'm trying to prove to everybody, and I need to gain trust from everybody, because then at the end of the day, you know, your battery is going to die out if you're constantly trying to appease other people. But what he said is, I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to continue to be a better man and a better athlete. And if I can do that, then everything else will fall in place, and that's absolutely true.
Nate, last question for me is, are you surprised at all, having been here throughout training camp in this offseason, that the Cleveland Browns are at 7-4 and in the thick of this playoff race in the AFC North?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, with the type of organization that they were trying to put together, keeping the right athletes in there, guys who want to win, you know, a good defense. And, you know, I got to give a huge shout-out to Kyle Shanahan. He was adamant about how he wanted his offense ran. He was very meticulous. He didn't let guys slip. When we were sitting in those meetings, and he would call out individuals, he would call out groups. And he made sure everybody understood, look, we have the type of offense where if all 11 guys do their job, we can gash folks. But if one guy doesn't do it, then we're just not going to be good. So it's up to you as an individual. If you want to be one out of 11 that doesn't do your job or doesn't study and basically puts us in position where we are not successful, then that's on your shoulders as a professional athlete. But I think everybody got it. You'll see there were some learning points throughout the season, but watching these guys from the outside looking in, they get it, and they understand that every play can be a big play. So, you know, I really love what the offense is doing, and I'm not surprised at all.
Nate, how about these young running backs? Ben Tate was brought in to be the guy. He's no longer even on the roster. You got Terrence West, but Isaiah Crowell really starting to turn a lot of heads around the national. What have you thought of that young man's performance so far in 2014?
Oh, man, Crowell, I think he's a newcomer of the year. You know, he was banged up. I think it might have been a hamstring tweaked up or something. Yep. Over the summer and into training camp, and he didn't really get many reps. So people really didn't know what he was capable of. But talking to scouts, you know, now that I work for the NFL Network and guys have seen him in college, they all say the same thing, that he's legit. And he was legit when he first came into college, but he just had some mistakes in his collegiate career, which basically knocked him out of the draft. So what he was doing before, you know, people sort of put this black cloud around him, is what he's doing now. And I just like the fact that, you know, he's taking advantage of an opportunity. It's rare to get a rookie that's so eager and understands the gravity of the moment. You know, they got rid of Ben Tate, yep. And he's saying to himself, you know what, this could be an opportunity for me to set myself up as a running back for the rest of my career.
And that's certainly what he did. We're on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline talking with Nate Burleson. Spent some time here with the Browns. Always very enjoyable time when Nate's around. And he was back in the building yesterday to interview Josh Gordon, an interview you'll get to see in its entirety on NFL Game Day morning tomorrow on the NFL Network. Nate, if there's one thing from this interview that Browns fans or fans of Josh Gordon you think would want to take away from it, what is it?
I think the one thing that Browns fans can take from the interview is that he cares about the team, and he wants to be great. And as a receiver, like it.
Awesome. Everybody be sure to check that out. Nate, we appreciate the time. Congrats on the new career. You're crushing it, not only as a television personality, but a fashion icon. And don't let those people hate on you with those Coming to America jokes about your outfit from Zamunda yesterday. I thought it was strong.
All right. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Nate Burleson with us there. Interview Josh Gordon. Always a pleasure to talk to him. Matt, I love the thing that he said is that, you know, it clarified that kind of trailer, which ruffled a few feathers. Certainly people are attracting, saying that wasn't a shot at the organization at all. It's just, you know, when you make multiple mistakes, that's bound to happen, and he's eager to kind of right those wrongs. So I thought that was great to hear from him. And also, at the end of the day, he loves this football team and wants to be great. I mean, that's what you want from a player who is as physically gifted as a guy like Josh Gordon.
It absolutely is, and what gives me that reassurance is that Nate Burleson doesn't owe the Cleveland Browns anything, you know, at all. And it's his honest opinion. He is a representative of the NFL Network. And for him to say that about Josh Gordon and what he truly feels and what he said in that interview about the Cleveland Browns, again, leaves you very optimistic about Josh being here long-term and playing out a significant portion of his career as a Cleveland Brown.
No question about it, and it's exciting. Good to hear. Nate obviously doing a very good job in his new career on TV. And again, you can get that interview in its entirety tomorrow on the NFL Network. Browns and Bills this Sunday, just a few days away, Thanksgiving tomorrow. Certainly looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to tonight, my buddy, the Miz, in town for his annual Miz Fest. Get a little party bus started in Parma. We go around and get into a lot of bedlam. So that's certainly going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to getting that under my belt. So I'm glad. Thank God there's no show tomorrow. I'd be in no shape to do any type of a radio program.
I would carry you, bro. I would.
You would? I appreciate that. Just get the ref out of the way so I can enjoy myself. You know what I mean?
Yes. Give him a nice stiff arm.
Stiff arm out there, and we'll be good to go. All right, coming up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Want to appreciate everybody who checked in with us today. Obviously, the kid for the Friday forecast here on Wednesday, Doug Deacon on the Blue Point Grill Roundtable, and, of course, Nate Burleson. And I thought it was good. You know, those comments certainly, you know, made you kind of say, hey, where's his head really at? But great clarification from Nate Burleson. And if you missed that, be sure to go to the Browns mobile app and check that out, or go to clevelandbrowns.com. You can get this show on demand, all of our Cleveland Browns daily shows here on demand. Want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Have a happy, safe, healthy holiday with your family, friends, and loved ones. And really enjoy the day. Watch some football and remember all the things to be thankful for in your lives.
Absolutely. And for me, you won't hear my voice on Friday. So go Bucks, beat the Blue.
Pour the kid, man.
Pour the kid. I got to pour it on, man.
You got to. Browns and Bills this Sunday, Ralph Wilson Stadium. Certainly looking for the Browns to get to 8-4. Big game, playoff implications.
Huge game.
Draft implications following the Sammy Watkins trade. So a lot to digest there. I think the keys, as I've said before, controlling the point of attack, getting yourself in third and manageable, protecting Brian Hoyer and having him deliver the ball accurately, and the Browns can come out of here with a nice W and get to 8-4, which we all would be thankful for.
Feed the crow.
And feed the crow. Caw-caw! All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. We'll be back with you next Monday with more Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.